Joining us now is Andrew Kohut of the Pew Research Center. He's here in the studio with me. And Andy, you've got some early results from the national exit polls. No numbers yet, but some information about the mood of the electorate and also who came out to vote today. Tell us what you have for us.
Well, what we see in terms of who came out to vote is an electorate that favors the Republicans, not the Democrats, which is the exact opposite of what we saw 2 years ago. We have many fewer young people. Only 9% of the people that were interviewed are 18 to 29. 2 years ago, it was 18%. In 2006, it was 12%, and they are a Democratic group. There are fewer of them. We see fewer African Americans, just 10%. There were 13% 2 years ago. The biggest thing we see in terms of the composition of this electorate is that the percentage who describe themselves as conservative jumped from 34% 2 years ago to fully 41% in the current exit poll numbers that I'm reading.
Put that into context for us. How often do you see that kind of jump?
Not very often. Those are very stable measures, and it reflects probably more conservatives coming out, but also more people thinking of themselves as conservatives. There are some very conservative attitudes along with these demographics.
And as we see it, sort of the growth among people with conservative attitudes, what do you see in your findings about how people feel about President Obama and his policies?
Well, by his approval rating is 45 approve, 52% disapprove, and a even more telling, we get a 52% majority saying that they think in the long run his policies are going to hurt the country, and by a margin of 38 to 24, more people were saying they were casting a ballot against him than in favor of him. So this is not...
Even though his name is not actually, you know, on any kind of ballot.
The one good thing for Obama is views about health care reform. 47% gave a positive view about what should happen with health care reform. Either leave it alone, 16%, or expand it, 31%. 48% said repeal it. So it's not a complete rejection of health care reform. That's the good news that I see for Barack Obama here.
What about the political parties? What do voters think of the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, and the Tea Party?
Well, they don't like either the Republicans or the Democrats, even though this could be a big Republican night. 53% have an unfavorable view of the Democrats. 53% have an unfavorable view of the Republicans. It's amazing.
Even though we're sending more Republicans to Washington. That is very interesting.
Yes, it's a very bizarre thing. But what we do see is a pretty strong endorsement of the Tea Party. 41% say they support the Tea Party, 24% say they're neutral toward it, and 31% say they oppose it. 41% is a big number.
Any sense of what they want to change? That was the big word last time. We're heading toward change here in Washington. What kind of change do people want to see with this potential changing of the guard?
Well, implicitly, they want the economy fixed. That's the number one issue. 62% dwarfs all other issues. But how is a little bit mystifying based upon these numbers. Just 35% say we want to see more spending to create jobs. Our larger numbers say they want the deficit reduced, and 40%, and 19% say cut taxes. Very conservative attitudes.
You know, in the last round of midterms, we spent a lot of time talking about the war. We're still a nation at war. Is this coming up at all in your polling?
Very few, very small percentages mentioning Afghanistan as a top issue. Foreign policy is off the public's agenda at this particular point in time. This is about domestic issues. It's about the economy.
This is a checkbook election.
Indeed.
Andy Kohut is the president of the Pew Research Center. Thank you so much, Andy.
You're welcome.